إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وبعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد, surely all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. We testify and we state with full firmness and conviction that there is no God or deity worthy of any worship other than Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim is His worshipping slave and final messenger. Ahibbati fillah. I remind myself and you of the important ayah in Surah Ali Imran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. First, let me begin by thanking my brothers and sisters, specifically the sisters of Daughters of Adam, the magazine, for inviting me down here to Houston. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us from our varying countries and our varying cities, to gather us all once again in Jannatul Firdaus with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The topic that was chosen for me to address to you today may seem strange, very strange. The life in the grave, subhanallah. And you might scratch your head and you will say, of all the things that can be spoken of in our condition, present condition, in our waqi', in the things that our ummah is facing, of all of the topics that can be chosen and that can be discussed, you speak about something that leaves the reality of our existence, our life, and you're speaking about ghaib, the hereafter. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it is not a strange topic. It is a topic that is recommended to us by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically in these times. He tells us sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi and others that he ordered the Sahaba by saying, "Akthiru min dhikri hazim al-ladhat." Be constant in remembering and in pondering and in reflecting upon the destroyer of ambition, the destroyer of desire. They said, وَمَا هَازِمُ اللَّذَّاتِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَقَالَ الْمَوْتِ. He said, it's death. In another riwayah that is also authentic and full of importance for us to ponder, he said, مَا ذُكِرَ الْمَوْتِ. Never will death be remembered. At a time where you are in a state of sa'a, you are in a state of goodness, إِلَّا ضَيَّقَهَا اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. You will never be in a state of richness, contentment, happiness, fulfillment, and then remember death, except that this vast, expansive goodness that you seemingly perceive and are enjoying shall be made somewhat smaller. And at the same time, the Prophet ﷺ continued and said, and never will you be in dhiq, difficulty, and remember death, illa wasa'ahu alayk, except that it will open it and cause your worldly life to seem insignificant. And these are words that we are to heed in our present condition today. Wallahi inna al-ayna latadma. Our eyes well up with tears and our heart quakes with sadness at the condition that our brothers and sisters are facing in the varying places and in the varying conditions that they are in. We are saddened by the news of the areas in the lands where all of the prophets have entered and met and gathered and congregated. Bilad al-Sham, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, لا خير فيكم, there will be no goodness in you when Sham is corrupt. There's no goodness in the ummah when Sham, when this area of Transjordan and Palestine and Philistine has entered into a state of corruption. So this is something that saddens us, but it does not cause us to turn away from the ultimate reality. Ya Ahbab, this worldly life that we reside in is transient. You're here for a moment of time. عِشْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرِ سَبِيلٌ. The Prophet ﷺ tells us in the authentic hadith, live, reside in the worldly life as if you were a stranger or someone traveling through it. In other hadith, as if you came, sat under a tree in the shade and got up to leave. So we prepare for the next life. And of that preparation is understanding, not from my words, not from anyone else's words, but the words of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the conditions that we shall face and that we shall encounter in the hereafter, that begin in life in the grave. So this topic is an important one. It puts things in perspective. It allows us to understand the true reality of our condition and of our situation. Constantly people will ask, and I know this is a long drawn out introduction to the topic, but it's important. People will ask, our brothers are dying. The situation over there. What can we do to help them? And they fail to look to the person sitting right next to them. They fail to see their wife, or their husband, or their son, or their daughter, or their father, or their mother, or their sister, or their aunt. And we fixate on those who are distant from us. But rather we are taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوَّلُ مَا يُسْأَلُ الْعَبْدُ عَنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The first thing that a believer, that a person, that a abd, that a person who was created by Allah shall be questioned about on the Day of Judgment is as-salah. Is his prayer. Is his own personal obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't lose sight of this. Don't lose sight of it and let your emotions well up and you forget the duty that you have been obligated with by fixating on others who do have rights over you, but who you have more right to yourself. The worldly life is soon to end. Not just for me, not just for you, but it is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. And the state of death comes with its truth. It's the ultimate truth. What do they say even in these countries, even in Canada, in the US? They say there are things you cannot escape in life. Death and taxes. Tax season just passed for you guys, right? Death and taxes. We say no, well, taxes some people evade. Death is what you cannot escape. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. This is what you try to flee from, to run away, to escape, to push further away from you. But it comes to you. And this understanding that death comes to us is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hijr, وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Be in the worship of your Lord until your yaqeen, the certainty, comes to you. What is the certainty? Al-Mawt. So we prepare ourselves for this time, for this exit, for in fact the true existence. And in preparing ourselves, we solve our worldly problems. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that there shall come a time where the umam, all of the varying nations, تَتَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمُ كَالْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَسْعَتِهَا. All of the different nations shall call one another to sit as if they're coming to a feast on a single platter, you. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوَ مِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ. Is it because we're going to be few in number? He said, كَلَّا. No. إِنَّكُمْ كَثِيرٌ. You shall be many. 1.6, 1.7 billion people. كثير ولكن غثاء كغثاء السيل. But you are like the foam or the scum that is at the top of the oceans, the froth that is pushed by the waves right and left, back and forth. You have no control over your own direction. ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل. وَلَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَنْزَعَ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عَدُوِّكُمْ. And there shall soon come a time when Allah shall remove the fear that your enemies have of you. And He shall place in your hearts فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنِ. He shall put in your hearts الْوَهْنِ. قَالُوا وَمَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. قَالَ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Loving the worldly life and hating to die. Both are the same thing. You love the worldly life, so you want to remain longer. And then the Prophet ﷺ, to extenuate and to make it more ingrained in your understanding, he says, and you also fear death. Memorize this hadith and compare it with the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari, he tells her, "Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'." The one who loves to meet Allah, who desires to meet Allah, Allah shall desire to meet him. "Waman kariha liqa' Allah, kariha Allahu liqa'." And the one who hates, detests to return to Allah, to meet Allah, Allah shall detest to meet him. فقالت عائشة أفكراهية الموت. Are you speaking about hating to die? فكلنا نكره الموت. All of us have this fear of death. And this is عائشة رضي الله عنها. All of us fear death, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال ليس كذلك يا عائشة. أما المؤمن. It's not what you think. As for the believer, إذا سمع برضوان الله ومغفرته وجنته أحب لقاء الله. When the believer hears of Allah's pleasure, of Allah's mercy, he desires to return to Allah and to meet Allah. وأما الفاجر, but as for the deviant, إذا سمع بسخط الله وغضبه وناره كره لقاء الله. When the deviant hears of Allah's wrath and punishment and anger, he detests to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is a disease of the heart. It is a lack of one's faith. And it's important that we prepare for this eternal life that begins in the grave by preparing for it while we still have the qudra, the ability to bring about a blessed end to our existence. And therefore we began with the verse that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would constantly remind the Sahaba with. It is reported that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give a lecture, in fact it is from the Sunan of the day of Jumu'ah, it is also from the Sunan if you are going to be doing Aqdun Nikah, you are going to be marrying two people, that you recite Khutbat al-Hajah, wherein the Prophet ﷺ would say the ayah that we introduced, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of you. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die, don't allow yourself to come to the point where you are leaving the worldly life and going to the hereafter, except that you are in a state of Islam. It is something that becomes your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ. Do not die, do not enter into the state of death, unless you are from those who are Muslim, who are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important for us to establish this in our life, to bring it about by preparing, by having a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will produce a love for Allah's mercy and Allah's forgiveness and Allah's Jannah, which produces a love of wanting to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The life in the grave, it is one of two destinations. It is one of two ends. There is no third. There is no middle ground. It is either you are from the people who shall have na'im, or you shall be from the people who do not have na'im. It is either you shall be from the people who shall hear the command of Allah, افتحوا لعبدي, open for my servant a gate, بابا إلى الجنة, a gate towards paradise. Or you shall hear the command of Allah, open for this person a gate, بابا, to the gates of the fire. These are the realities. You shall either be from those who shall see angels with brightened faces, sweet smelling, lenient, kind, respectful, who shall gather you and carry you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you shall soon hear, or you shall be from those who shall be given punishment and turmoil and hardship by angels sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extract you from your worldly vessel, this human body that you have been given, so that you enter into eternal punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a choice that you have made. It is not something wherein Allah oppresses you. لا ظلم اليوم. Allah clearly establishes it in the Quran. There is no oppression from this day. It is something where the inspiration was given to you. هديناه النجدين مكافرا. We gave him the two paths, the two abilities, the two ways, the two choices. Either he is from those who are in goodness and in obedience to Allah, or not. هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم. They are two groups who disputed with one another. أما الذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار. One of those groups, who those who disbelieved, they shall have tailored garments made for them from the fire. It's always two groups. And this sirah, this struggle is constant. The struggle between good and evil. The struggle between halal and haram. Sunnah and bid'ah. Iman and kufr. It is constant. إِلَى قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ. Until the day of judgment. It is something that you will be constantly put to fitna and trial in and through, as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mulk, describing one of the reasons He has created us in this worldly life, that it is a test. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is Allah who created death and then life, and has placed you on this earth, so it is to be a test for you, so that it will be shown who of you is best, who of you shall do what is proper, what is righteous. And therefore it is a choice that you make based on the knowledge and the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The life in the grave, my brothers and sisters, begins from the very moments you lay and you are in the state of death. Allah describes it in the Quran. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. And verily when it reaches the throat. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. And you standing beside him are looking down upon him, at him. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Yet verily we are closer to him than you, but you cannot observe it. You cannot see it. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends the angels as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes in the authentic hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib, which is extended, that I shall summarize to you in this discussion. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as he sat with Al-Bara ibn Azib and others from the Sahaba in the graveyard after just having buried one of his Sahaba, he began to scratch the ground with a branch. And he told them, sit. And he said to them, when the believer, إِذَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنِ, is turned towards the hereafter and has turned his back to the dunya, فِي اسْتِقْبَالِ الْآخِرَةِ, he's turned towards the akhirah, and he has turned away from the worldly life. Angels descend. فَيَجْلِسُونَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ طَرْفِهِ. Angels descend and they sit at the furthest extent of his eyesight. بِيضُ الْوُجُوهِ. They have luminous and brightened faces. مَعَهُمْ كَفَنٌ وَحَنُوتٌ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. They carry with them a coffin and musk from the Jannah. And they constantly draw closer to him. حَتَّى يَجْلِسُونَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ, until they sit near his head. وَيَنْزِلُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ, and at that moment the angel of death comes. And he sees, while those around him, وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ, you are looking upon him. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ, but we are closer to him than you. And the angel of death sits near his head. And says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ, O blessed and righteous soul, اِخْرُجِي إِلَى, exit into the ridwan of Allah, the forgiveness and the pleasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for you. And as soon as he takes it out, the Prophet ﷺ says, it is like water dripping out of a siqaya. It's like water dripping out of a water skin. Fluid motion. And as soon as it escapes the body, the angels take it from the angel of death. And they wrap it in this kafan. And they begin to ascend to the heavens. And when they reach the heaven of the worldly life, أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ, they shall say, لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الرُّوحُ الطَّيِّبَةِ, to whom belongs this blessed soul? فَيَقُولُونَ هِيَ رُوحُ فُلَانِ ابْنِ فُلَانِ وَيُسَمُّونَهُ بِأَحْسَنِ أَسْمَائِهِ. It is the soul of this person, the son of this person, naming him with the most blessed names that he was known with in the worldly life. And the angels shall open the gates of the heavens until it ascends to the seventh heaven. And therein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اكتبوا روح عبدي, write the name of this servant, worshipping slave of mine, في عليين, in the records of the Most High. ثم أعيدوها إلى الأرض, and return this soul back to the earth. فمنها خلقناهم, from it we created them. وَمِنْهَا نُعِيدُهُمْ, and to it we return them. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُهُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and from it we shall bring them out for their last time. And the soul descends back, and the Prophet ﷺ says, تُرَفْرِفْ, it is like a fluttering, like a flag fluttering above the body of the deceased. And it remains there until the deceased is placed in the ground. And when the deceased is placed in the ground, the Prophet ﷺ continues and says, two angels come to him. وَيَجْلِسُونَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ. They sit him up in his grave and they ask him, مَنْ رَبُّكُ, who is your Lord? And what is your religion? And who was the man that was sent? And he shall answer, this believing mu'min, this believing man or woman, ربي الله وديني الإسلام. My Lord is Allah, my religion is Islam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the man who was sent. He is the one I believed in. And there shall be a call, and sadaqa abdi, my servant has spoken the truth. Afrishu lahu fi qabrih, give him a well spread out area in the grave. وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and open to him a gate to the Jannah. And at that moment, the Persians shall see entering upon him رَجُل, who is dressed in fine clothing, smelling of good fragrance, with a brightened face. And he shall say to him, why have you come to me? Your face can only come with good news. فَيَقُولُ أَنَا عَمَلُكَ الصَّالِحِ, I am a representation of your righteous deeds. At that moment, you and I, in our grave, shall say, رَبِّ أَقَمِ السَّاعَةِ, O Allah, bring about the day of judgment. We shall be in earnest, seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, the Prophet ﷺ continued, as for the fajr, the disbeliever, angels with darkened faces descend, terrifying in complexion and in disposition. And they draw closer to him and closer until they sit near his head. And then the angel of death descends and says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْخَبِيثَةُ, O evil, wicked soul, خُرُجِ إِلَى سَخَطٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, exit into the fury and wrath of Allah. And as he extracts the soul dissipates throughout the body. And it's as if it is being pulled out like thorns from wool, bit by bit. And the angels take it from Malakul Maut and put it in a coffin that is foul and full of stench. And they try to ascend with it to Allah. But as they come to the gates of the first heaven, the heaven of the dunya, the angels shall say, لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الرُّوحُ الْخَبِيثَةِ, to whom belongs this wicked soul? And the angels shall name him with the worst of his names, and the worst of his father's names. And it shall be said, that drop this soul and leave it, for it does not rise. And اكتبوا روح عبدي, اسم عبدي, write the name of this wicked person in the lowest of records. And therein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited from Surah Al-Hajj that those who disbelieve in Allah, it is as if they fall from the skies, أو تخطفهم الطير, or they are snatched to bits by the birds as they are falling. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then also recited from Surah Al-A'raf, those who disbelieve in Allah, لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة, those who disbelieve, the gates of the heavens won't be open for them, they won't be allowed to ascend, and they shall never enter Jannah until a camel can pass through a needle's hole, until a camel can pass through the hole of a needle. And the soul descends to the earth. And when the body is buried, it is asked, who is your Lord? What is your religion? Who was your prophet? And the answer is, meh. Meh. I have no idea. What are you asking? And it shall be said, open for him a pit to the pits of the fire. And therein he is punished for his wickedness and for his sinfulness. And the عذاب القبر, my brothers and sisters, is a reality. وَإِنْ أَنْكَرَهُ الْمُعْتَزِلَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ, even if some of the deviant Islamic groups of past have said there it isn't a reality. Rather, we know from the words in the Qur'an and from the authentic sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there is punishment before the fire. There is punishment in the grave for those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. Allah gives us a proof in the Quran discussing Pharaoh and his people, that they are displayed to the fire and entered into the fire in the morning and in the evening hours. And then Allah says, and when the day of judgment arrives, admit the people of Fir'aun and himself into the fire for eternity. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that there are those who will enter the, who will have punishment in the grave, believers, Muslims, who shall be punished in the grave for things that are seemingly easy to fix, things that are not difficult to abstain from. He teaches us one of them, of these people who shall be punished in the grave, is a person, كَانَ لَا يَسْتَتِرُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ. He would not protect himself when he was urinating. And the scholars of Islam give us two understandings of this statement. To give satr to yourself is not just that you are fearful that urine may touch your clothing or your body. That is one understanding. But also is that you ensure that no one sees you in that act. That you completely distance yourself from the people and from others, so that no one sees you in that act. Also, an-namima, a person who would pass through people and speaking words of namima. وَهَيَّ نَقْلُ الْكَلَامِ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ عَلَى جِهَةِ الْإِفْسَادِ. It's to transmit words between one person and another to make the two fall into argumentation and dispute. You say, he said about you, so that this person shall go and argue and quarrel with the initial person. وَإِن كُنْتَ صَادِقًا. Even if you are truthful, even if you haven't lied, all you did was say, he said, but with the intention to make them fight and quarrel and dispute and disjoint and disunite. The Prophet ﷺ warns us of the punishment in the grave. In the famous hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet was shown different examples. One of them, a man who is lying on the ground and is bashed in his skull with a rock. And as the rock rolls away and the head has fragmented and been broken, the angel goes to retrieve the rock and returns, and the head comes back to its original form. The Prophet ﷺ asked, what is this for? They said, it is a man, كَانَ يَنَامُ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. He would sleep instead of his prayers. He was neglectful of his prayers. He was neglectful of the Qur'an. He was neglectful of his duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another instance the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the authentic hadith, that a person, his cheeks are torn apart, one after another. And that is al-kadhab, the liar, whose words of deceit and whose evil words would circulate amongst the people. Another, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes a man swimming in a river of blood. Whenever he comes to the shore, an angel smashes him in his mouth with a rock until he falls back into the middle of the river. That is the one who consumes and is involved in a riba. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a group of people boiling over in a pot, a cauldron. Humuz zuna. They are those who fornicate. And do not think, ya ibadallah, as al-Imam Ibn Hajar explains, that the zuna are those who commit full zina, full fornication. Kalla. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari says, al-aynan yazniyan. The two eyes fornicate. وَزِنَاهُمَ النَّظَرُ. Their zina is looking at what is haram. وَالْأُذُنَانِ يَذْنِيَانِ. And the ears commit zina. وَزِنَاهُمَ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ. And their zina is listening to the haram. وَالْفَمُ يَذْنِي. وَزِنَاهُ الْكَلَامِ. The mouth commits zina and its zina is speech. وَالْيَدُ تَذْنِي. وَزِنَاهَا الْبَطْشُ. The hands commit zina, and its zina is touching what is haram. وَالرِّجْلُ تَزْنِي وَزِنَاهَا الْخُطَى. And the legs, the limbs commit zina, and its zina is carrying you to the place of haram. Each of them has a share. We are to be careful of all of our deeds, of all of our actions. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ. It's enough that you were a witness over yourself. One day the Prophet ﷺ began laughing. And he told the Sahaba, do you not ask me why I laugh? فَقَالُوا مِمَّا تَضْحَكُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَالْحَدِيثِ عِنْدَ الْإِمَامِ مُسْلِمِ. He said, أَضْحَكُ مِنْ مُجَادَلَةِ الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ. I laugh because I'm amused at how a person shall try to debate and argue with his Lord. يَقُولُ الْعَبْدِ يَا رَبِّ. The person shall say to Allah, أَلَمْ تُؤْجِرُنِي مِنَ الظُّلْمِ. Have you not promised that I will not be oppressed? فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ بَلَى. Yes, لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ. No oppression this day. This person shall then try to use his logic. And he shall say, then, إِذَنْ. Therefore, لا أقبل شهادة. I don't accept the shahada of any person or anything or any individual against me. Don't accept the, any testimony that comes against me. فيختم الله على فيه. So Allah shall silence his tongue. ويأمر جوارحه وأركانه فيشهد عليه. And then Allah shall order his limbs to bear witness against him. His hand, his foot, his leg, his body. And then Allah shall say, speak, answer for yourself. And he shall say, speaking to his own body, سُحْقًا لَكُنَّ فَعَنْ كُنَّ كُنْتُ أُنَاضِلْ. Cursed are you, my own body. I was only trying to defend you. I was only trying to protect you. And then the Prophet ﷺ recited, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ Surah Yasin. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. On this day their tongues, their mouths shall be silenced. And their hands shall bear witness. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. And their legs shall bear witness against them. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. As to that which they used to earn. The coming life, my brothers and sisters, can be one of ease or one of difficulty. And the period that you have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is finite. It is not something you decide for yourself. Rather, it is something that is decided for you. The Prophet ﷺ mentions in the authentic hadith in Bukhari, the angel of death came to Musa and told him it is time to return to Allah. So Musa punched him. وَفَقَعَ عَيْنَهُ. He put out his eye. And Allah told the angel of death, return to Musa and tell him to grab the hair, to grab onto a cow and to grab from its hair. The amount of hair that you have in your hand, count them as the years you shall live. Excessive years as to over what has been decided for you. So when the angel of death said this to Musa, Musa said, what is after it? If all these hairs depart, what comes after it? قال الموت. Death. There is no escape. فقال الآن. Then take it now. It's a finite period of time. And it's important that we protect it. And that we understand it is something that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an amana. And as a trust that He has extended. And that we accept it as human beings. We accepted this responsibility. That we worship only Him. And that we take Him only alone in worship. And that we recognize Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and disassociate ourselves from all others, so that we shall be from those who earn His mercy and earn His rahmah. And that is your goal, my brothers and sisters. In the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يدخل الجنة أحد بعمله. None shall enter Jannah based on the deeds that he's performed. You're not going to pray enough, fast enough, give zakah and sadaqah enough. You're not going to make enough hajj and umrah to earn Jannah. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله. Not even you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, have earned Jannah with your deeds. قال ولا أنا. Not even I sallallahu alayhi wasallam. إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمته. Only after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelops me with His mercy. Seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure hearts, with sincerity, in conformity to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do not become distracted. Know that the situation that is happening to your brothers over there is not something new. Do you know that for 91 years, not a single rak'ah was prayed in Masjid al-Aqsa during the times of the Crusades? Not a single Jumu'ah, not a single Adhan, Rufi'ah, during the times of the Crusades? Do you know that this area has seen more strife than what we see today? وَلَكِنْ نَنْسَى. But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is sunnatun jariyah, that it is cyclical. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And such we give days to mankind in turn. Some days we are in strength and in dominion and in power, and others we are not. And this was a lesson even taught to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَعْدَ بَدْر جَاءَتْ أُحُد. After Badr came the lesson of Uhud. Came the lesson that was taught to the Sahaba, that the obedience of Allah is more important than the victory. Then the obedience of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more important than the goal, or than the property, or than the land, or than even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They learned this lesson in the Battle of Uhud. A false cry was made, as is described in Bukhari. A liar. Someone lied and said, "We murdered Muhammad. Muhammad has died." Some of the Sahaba believed it. جَلَسُوا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Put their swords down, their spears down, they sat. يَبْكُونَ. One of the Sahaba comes to them late and says, مَاذَا تَنْتَظِرُونَ. وَالْحَدِيثُ عِنْدَ الْإِمَامِ الْبُخَارِي. نعم. آخر دقيقة إن شاء الله. And he says to them, مَاذَا تَنْتَظِرُونَ. What are you waiting for? They said to him, مَاثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Believing what has been said, he said, فَمَاذَا تَصْنَعُونَ بِحَيَاةٍ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ قُومُوا وَمُوتُوا عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Stand up and give your life for that which he gave his life for. It's not Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that we were attached to. It was his message. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Descended to them, Surah in Ali Imran, Muhammad is nothing more than a messenger. أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلْ إِن قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. If he was to die or to be martyred, would you turn back upon your faith? So these are the words we leave you with. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.